It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Gabe, you're right. I actually just looked at the stats. No hypocrite has ever won a championship.
Fridays with Mo.
Mark Attanasio, the last thing he wanted to do was play a video and tribute Craig Council in any way. So I give Mark Attanasio a ton of credit.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is sponsored by Landworks Landscape Services. Their creative and talented team will design, build, enhance, and maintain beautiful landscapes in southeastern Wisconsin. Learn more and see their work at landworkswisconsin.com.
It's Always love catching up with Craig Karmazin, founder and CEO of Good Karma Brands. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, guys.
So our boy Joshy, we haven't talked about this yet, but Joshy tonight is going to be a part of Wisconsin College Game Day. He's going to be down there in Madison getting ready. And Craig, for years, you were a part of that, whether it was, you know, you were the man on the street back when it was Badger Blitz and then became Wisconsin College Game Day. Do you have any advice for Josh about being a part of Wisconsin College Game Day?
I guess what I would say is, if you are doing the show right, tonight's show will be as the Alabama show.
As what? You kind of cut out there.
Tonight's show will be as good as the Alabama show if you are doing the show right.
What are you, insane?
No. I mean, because that's
playing?
The point.
I don't even know who they're playing.
That is the point. The majority of people who are going to the game, who are listening to the radio, are exactly like Chewy, and me, by the way, who have no idea who they're playing. And if you're trying to do some show that's like breaking down like the quarterback and middle linebacker, then you're totally missing. And so just, you know, so if you're trying to do an entertaining show for week one, you're going to hit it. And then if all of a sudden they're playing Alabama and you think all of a sudden you need to be like doing the all 22 and breaking down the middle linebacker, then you're wrong. So ultimately, my advice for the show is make it fun, because Badger fans love their team. They love the excitement of game day, and the show should exude what it's like to be in Madison on a college football game day.
How are they going to be this year? I mean, I know they got a tough schedule. They got some really good games at home. Alabama, Oregon, and is it USC they have at home too?
Mm-hmm.
No, they're at USC.
At USC.
Penn State. This is a crazy schedule. This, like, they could be so much better than last year and have a similar record to last year. I mean, this is such a cool season for Badger fans, because I mean, there's nothing to compare it to, is there? I mean, I was trying to think. The closest thing this reminds me of is Marquette's first year in the Big East. And that year, they ended up having an incredible year that was like kind of came out of nowhere with the freshman year of Dominique James and Jarrell McNeil and Wes Matthews, and obviously Steve Novak supplying a lot of the muscle there. But, I mean, this is such a cool season that I think Badger fans need to embrace this team from the beginning.
In terms of atmosphere, where does, because that's the one thing I miss most, Craig, about working and being in Madison, is Badger football game days. Because I don't think that the atmosphere, like, I've been to Lambeau, obviously, a bunch, and it's fun, it's great, but it's not the same as it is in Madison. Where would Madison Badger football game day rank for you in terms of game day experience?
I mean, it's up there, but it's not where it was, and it's because now I think the fans in the stadium are not particularly good. I think the in-stadium experience from a fan standpoint is now pretty mediocre. I think Badger fans have such high expectations now that they're like almost ready to like roll their eyes at what's going on in the field.
Do they really have high expectations?
Have you gotten to a game?
No one expects them to beat Alabama. No one expects them to beat Oregon. And then you have a bunch of games that you can. I mean, Penn State.
No, I'm
really?
Saying Penn State's the top 10 team in the country. I mean, and I'm saying those may be unreasonable expectations for Badger fans, but the feeling around the city of Madison is as good as any, right? You can put it right up there with all the SEC environments, with Ohio State. You know, I'm not going to put Michigan anywhere near there. I don't think it touches the environment of the best teams in college football that I've been to. But what I've found in recent years is the Badger fans, we know they're late arriving, especially the students, and it's just not a particularly loud crowd anymore. And again, maybe that's a spoiled thing. Maybe, I don't know what it is. It's just maybe alcohol in the stadium now for the first time this year, you know, right, will change the mood of the crowd. But it has not been a particularly loud football crowd for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the jump around gets celebrated.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is, you know, play in, play out, third down, mid-first quarter, I don't think it's as loud as other, you know, as Iowa. You know, and Iowa has less people in the building, right? Like, I don't think, you know, when I'm in the building, the crowd is as loud as it used to be, and the crowd is as loud as comparable teams in the Big Ten.
Well, is Fickell on the hot seat? Not yet?
No, I don't think so. And I think with NILs, you can change the roster so quick that I think everyone knows Fickell's a really, really good coach. He's not on the hot seat.
Do we need to have a conversation about how we are as football fans in this state? Because everything Craig said about the in-game experience inside Camp Randall feels eerily similar to the way a lot of people talk about the in-game experience inside Lambeau Field. Like,
see, I think the Packers fans, you know, sometimes I'm more critical of the Packers than other people tend to be, but I think when I hear you say that stuff, Gabe, and we say like, oh, the coach has to tell us not to do the wave and all that, like,
well, they've got it, Craig. Like, did you see that they've got a new video that they put out there because the team,
awesome,
because the fans were doing the wave when they were on offense during the preseason game last week, and they've got a video of Jordan Love telling, "Hey, let's save that for when we're on defense." They have a video that they put up there for when people do the wave in the
stadium.
Right,
but that's because, I mean, we know Packers fans go beyond sports fans, right? Like, there's someone at your office who's wearing Packers earrings right now who you know doesn't know, you know, what, you know, how many yards it takes to get to a first down. I mean, that's the beauty of what the Packers are. They go way beyond sports in this state. So I think the Packers environment is incredible. Is it that each Packers fan is so intelligent that we have the game of football? Like, no, that's impossible when you have every single person in the state love the team as much as they do. So I don't think that's about I think it's the environment's so incredible. I think it's just you have a relatively diverse mix of intelligent sports fans and people who are just there for the party.
But I just said earlier in the week, if you consider yourself a diehard Packer fan, love the Packers, you dress head to toe a lot in Packer gear, you should have to know 15 people on the team. Like, the Blammer is the biggest phony. He claims he loves the Badgers, watches them. He couldn't name one player on the Badgers right now.
Right, and that's a lot of what sports is, right? It's your identity with your state and your community. So all of those people aren't sports fans in the way that we are, and I don't think you can kill them for it.
No, you can't kill them, but they got to understand that they're joiners. I have no problem being a joiner, but just call yourself a joiner.
Yeah, they're there for the party, and they're there to support the team.
Yeah,
but I just don't think you have to put your values of being a sports fan onto them. They're just not a hardcore, nerdy X's and O's sports fan. They can love the game, enjoy the experience, love the community, love all of it. I mean, I think you're trying to put your values onto them. Now, are you going to say they're the St. Louis Cardinals and they're the most educated sports fans? No.
Well,
It makes in my mind, it makes it a more, you know, a more community fully supported team.
I mean, the best fans in baseball were just, you know, giving away tickets for $1 this past week. So, you know, let's calm down with the St. Louis Cardinals best fans in baseball BS.
I'm gonna keep saying that until I find another fan base in baseball that surpasses it. I haven't found it yet.
Craig, what position group worries you the most? For the Packers, when we are a week away from their first game, what gives you concern?
I would say the position group is the. Are you allowed to have a position group of the backup? You know, I think this team, you know, They'll figure out the offensive line. To me, they can figure out every single thing going on with this team. It's just about Jordan Love being healthy. And by the way, if they miss a few kicks and it costs them a game or two, it's okay. This team is on the rise, and this team is going to be good this year. So to me, this year is about health, you know, health of Jordan Love and him continuing to get experience and us not assuming that he's Jordan Love against the Dallas Cowboys, right? He still hasn't seen everything. It's his second.
But I was going to ask.
Craig, it's not okay if he misses, if we miss a kick that costs you the division. I'm expecting this to be a tight race, so every game is going to matter because I expect it to be a tight race with Detroit at the end.
I don't know what's really the difference if the kick costs you the division. Is like, do we know that that doesn't give you a better matchup? Or I'm saying if they make the playoffs, and you know, I don't think they're the one seed, right? I think if this team makes the playoffs, there's going to be things that are going to be up and down. What I mean is, this the youngest roster in the NFL again this year?
It's very close.
How good this is.
I think they're younger than they were last year, even.
Right. I mean, I think I heard you say like Preston Smith's the only person over 30, and mm-hmm. the roster is younger than last year. So, I mean, this is such an incredible space to be in if you're the Packers. And let's not put unfair expectations. Even if you believe Jordan Love is second behind Mahomes of who you'd want to have to start a team right now, it's still his second year starting.
But let me ask everyone this. Jeff Hafley doesn't even know what he has on defense right now.
Correct.
He didn't show anything in the preseason. You can't do it in a walkthrough or in mini camps. He has no idea. Well, I will say no idea. 30% he has no idea what's going to happen here. He doesn't know what he can play. He doesn't know if Bullard can play center field and have range to bring McKinney up in the box. He doesn't know how good Devontae Wyatt is going to be against the run. He has no idea. There are things he does not know because they don't address them in training camp because they're so covert.
Chewy, so, and you're saying even when, like, because when I watch training
Agree?
Camp, I feel like they're going so hard. But you're saying even from that you can't tell, or because they're being too vanilla? Like, is it because you don't go hard with tackling, or because you're not showing your scheme?
He doesn't know if McKinney can blitz, you know, like Leroy did back in the day. He's not sure.
But why doesn't he know?
Yet.
He has years of film on him, and he's
because he hasn't.
Camp.
He has you. Because they don't do anything in training camp.
I mean, they do it. I mean, when I watch training camp, I look at these guys and I'm like, they're going so hard. Are you saying that's not hard when I think they're going hard when I watch practice?
Yeah, it's not hard. It's not hard. And thud today is different than when we had thud. A linebacker is not filling a hole in training camp the same that he's going to fill a hole in the regular season.
What I would say then, Chewy, is I think all of us don't even realize how good these athletes are. Because when we watch them, like if you go up close in training camp, they look like they're really getting after it. And if you're saying that's nothing, that's unbelievable to know what these guys actually do in an NFL football game.
Well, Chewy, you've talked about that when I don't know if you were hurt or there was one game where you were like on the sideline, then you actually started paying attention to what was happening on the field and realizing how fast everything was going.
Yeah, I mean, the games are like, yeah. So, yeah, the games are 100% speed. Training camp now is probably 70%. It's just different, you know? Your mindset is different. Craig, it's different when you're running down the middle of the field knowing
McKinney
that you're not going to get
hit. You know McKinney can play, and you know he's going to be.
I know McKinney can play.
You don't know if he's going to be the best player on the defense, but you know he's going to be second or third if he's, you know, healthy through the whole year.
So right now we're blaming everything on Joe Barry last year. They sucked against the run because of Joe Barry.
Look, I don't know. I mean, part of it Joe Barry? Yes, because he could get manipulated into light boxes. Is some of it potentially personnel? Absolutely. Like, I haven't taken that off the table. Like
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying McCaffrey had a big second half and had a big game, and they didn't stop them, and they scored a game-winning touchdown. But with Barry, they were a possession away from the NFC Championship. So I just think we're talking about, even if they're not so much better, but just incrementally better, it puts them right in that conversation to, you know, be competing for a championship.
Sure, I agree. I agree with that. But winning the championship, that's a different story, Craig.
I don't think you can, like, I think if this year you say the goal is to be in the mix to play in a championship game, I think that's a realistic goal for this young of a team and all that. Now, does it mean it could pop like the 2015 Royals or the 2011 Green Bay Packers? Like, sure, a season can pop out of nowhere that you don't expect. But I don't think it's realistic to say, hey, this season's championship or bust.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Craig, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
Go Badgers on Wisconsin.
Again, you can catch Joshy tonight. Wisconsin College Game Day starts at 6 o'clock right here on 94.5 ESPN.
He's the perfect example of just a toad. A toad. Go Badgers, go all this. He couldn't name three players on the team for credit, and he'll be decked out in Badger gear.
Yeah, because the Badgers are a partner. Badgers Athletics is a partner of ours with the rights we have with Wisconsin Volleyball.
Yeah.
It's a partner.
You talk about
Craig supporting
of the
a partner.
Day. He is Baskin-Robbins, 32 flavors. What's the flavor today, Craig? Oh, the Badgers. Yes.
Are you looking for a are you looking for – because here's the thing. Like, you're more comfortable going after Craig than I am. True or false? Okay, he's walking away. If you're looking for a better used car interest rate, Ewald makes it easy to save thousands during the used car rate reduction event where you can get rates as low as 4.9% on Ewald Automotive Group's best used cars. 4.9% on over 600 vehicles at 10 locations. Increase your purchase power with a better used car with the name Milwaukee has trusted for 60 years. They've been making it easy for 60 years, so take advantage and you have to race to your local Ewald because this deal ends August 31st. All you need to do, though, is go to ewaldauto.com.